Big interstate hour coming your way. We'll preview the Rosehill meeting. They're racing on a heavy 10. They've had 100 mils of rain fall on that track in the last 7 days. So it's really a miracle that this meeting is going ahead. Also preview Adelaide today. Kevin Casey will join us to take a look at that Rosehill meeting. Ed Kennett with his play of the day. Hopefully we'll catch up with Michael Gangemi and go through his runners at Ascot for Winterbottom Stakes Day. His 12-year-old, Rock Magic, will run his final race today. What a warrior he has been for WA Racing. Pete Anthonis will be along to preview that card. And we'll also take a close look at Yarra Valley with Harry White. I'll look at Melton, also touch on the Inter-Dominion Heats with a host of Victorian Pacers and Trotters doing battle in the sport's biggest race, which kicks off in Sydney tonight. And Georgie Ferrucci will recap that magical night at Sandown Park with Koblenz leading all of the way in the TAB Melbourne Cup, and also try and help you back a couple of winners at the Meadows with Georgie Ferrucci. But it's time to welcome back David Gately for his preview of the Rosehill meeting. Hello, Gator.
Mate, we got any horses left?
No, I don't think we have. Like, it's a heavy 10. I'm hearing that they'll race the first couple of races, but I guess it's a big question mark still whether we'll get through this meeting.
Well, fingers crossed. I mean, obviously we've done the work and we'll gravitate to some wet trackers.
Lizzie Jelf, she's been called in early to Sky Thoroughbred Central because in New South Wales they had 5 meetings set down for today. 4 of them have been abandoned due to all of the rain, and there's been some floods in the central part of New South Wales and also in the northern part, so we're thinking of everybody there. Stay safe. Now, the first race at Rosehill, of course, is a 2-year-old over the 1,100 metres. Scratch the 4, 7, 10. We've got Vinny Spirit on debut for the Waterhouse and Bot team at $5, but this is a tough race for the punters to sort out here, Gator.
Yeah, I think it was tough enough before the heavy 10. Now there's a lot of guesswork involved, isn't there? Look, I've seen Vic Dean trial really well. He was untouched mostly, beat a couple of key rivals here. They went 5 lengths quicker than the stablemate Affidavit in the heat. Amelia Romagna was in the same heat, went really well, cost them $500,000. And Lady Laguna had some backing on debut, ran useful time without raving, beat third clearly, and then hard to say. So who handles the ground is going to be the key. 14, 12, 5, 1.
So 14, 12, 5, and 1. When the rain does hit Rosehill, how does the track usually play? Do they want to cut back to that inside, or do they need to get off the fence, or it's just a wait-and-see gator?
Oh, look, I think they'll be edging off the inside. Yeah, I think that's a probably a pretty safe play from the first couple of races, you know, assuming we get through all 10 of them.
The TAB Highway Handicap, hopefully this is run because it's a long way for a few of these horses to come for being told to turn around and go home. You've got the 2, 6, 7, 11, 12, 13, 14 and 15 along with the 19 and 20 as scratchings. Participator is the $2.40 favourite. We've got Tessitator Silence at $7. Lady Mafeed at $7, and then we go to Extravagant Lad at $7.50 here, Gator.
Look, I'm tipping Participator. Obviously, he's only been on top of the ground, but he's bolted in. He's run really good time, you know, relatively above sort of class, average last 600, tick-tick there. The place getters from the last run are 2 wins from 30, so they're not much good, but he did win well on his merit on the clock. It's just the wet track, but no idea. Extravagant Lad handled the wet really well, winning fresh despite a wide run. And before the break, it's only 2.5 lengths off War Cabinet, who boasts a second to Dragonstone and a second to Festival Dancer. They look stakes class, don't they? So I think when TAB went up $21, Extravagant Lad, I think that was wrong. Now the scratchings have obviously had an impact on the price into that. Chestor Silence in the game, as is for Costas, 118, 5 and 4.
So 118, 5 and 4 for Gator and the Highway. Race number 3 is the Midway Handicap. 2,000 metres, benchmark 72. Scratch the 1 and the 2 along with the 6, 9 and 12. Rebel Rama for Mark Connors and Tommy Barry is the favourite at $2. Karma Zone at $9.50. Cryptogram at $7. Unwavering Faith at $6. Viren at $9.50 here. And Foxtrot Bravo down the bottom's a $10 chance, Gator.
Alrighty, Rebel Rama we're left with. I made really good ground from a bad spot in the same race as Jesse James. Of course, that runner-out was a good run. Just wonder originally where they'd get through to from the gate, but with the scratchings and thinking the fence would be off, all of a sudden might have drawn well. Dragon Dream toughened him with a massive weight last time, now gets down in the weights. Unwavering Path also, big win on very wet ground at Taree. It's a bit flat maybe last time. And Cryptogram was promoted after those scratchings. 4.11, 7.5.
4.11, 7.5 for Gator in the Midway, which is race 3. The ATC Cup, listed race over the 2,000 metres. Bonfacchetti will be hard to beat here at Caulfield this afternoon. Is a scratching, which is the 6th. Mighty Bill at 2.30 is the favourite. Then we go to Polly Gray at $5.50. Blue Soldier, $7.50. Kiss the Bride at $7. And at Groove Ferry at $4.40 here, Gator.
Look, again, Mighty Bill's pretty skinny. 1-3 of 7 and the worst runs 4 since being gelded. Made up enormous ground from a hopeless spot 2 runs ago in a really odd race. Where the leader went berserk. Then last time was a proper race, if you like, more realistic and sort of won it well. Handled wet ground well in his younger days, but hasn't seen it for a while. Blue Soldier won the Ladies' Day Cup on heavy ground. Didn't quicken in the gong, but battled well. No reason to doubt him at the trip now. And Kiss the Bride would go close on the Think It Over, run 2 runs ago. Maybe they just raced a bit too warm last time and got keen. Maybe that was the excuse. Polly Gray, second up at 2,000 metres, is a task, but Stabler got a good idea what they're doing. Wriggle Wet Tracker, 5-2-4-1.
So Mighty Bill there, tip in the favourite there from Gator in the ATC Cup, so 5-2-4-1. We move to race number 5, benchmark 78, over the 1,100 metres. You can scratch the 4 and the 5 and the 7. Along with the 10 and the 11. Irish Angel first up on a heavy track is the favourite at $2.80. We have Cloudy at $7. Prince Invincible at $8. Liberty Sun at $6.50. Undeniable at $4.20. And Shadow Crush also first up at $5.50, Gator.
Yeah, look, I've lent to Shadow Crush after all those scratches. Originally fourth pick, but he's trialled well. 3 times, in fact. He raced tight. He resented that when he was beaten by Mr. Mosiak fresh last time in. Irish Angel, off the pace in the trial, held together, did a good job there. Won a 72 race fresh in June, likes it wet. Cloudy won its latest trial. Wants the track soft or better, though, I think, and that's a query, clearly. And 2 undeniable. So 1-8, 9-2.
All right, 1-8, 9-2 for Gator in race number 5. We'll take a quick break here. This is the Sydney preview at Rose Hill with Gareth Hall and David Gately on RSN Saturday Race Day.
The TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival has arrived.
Racing, away they go.
Presenting the Interstate Form Hour. Head to queenslandsummercarnival.com.au.
Major building projects for the trade or a DIY home reno. Robot Building Supplies is the Australian-owned, family-run business you can trust.
Robots got it.
Robots' product range is vast and world-class. And when it comes to product knowledge...
Robots got it.
Next day delivery in Metro Melbourne...
Robots got it.
Over 70 years' experience and reliability helping Melburnians. Robot Building Supplies. Notting Hill, Sunshine, Preston, Dramana, Pakenham, Coldstream and Darnham. Robotbuildingsupplies.com.au.
R-O-B-O-T. Robot Building Supplies.
Gates crashed back and he started strong. That's his 40th outing at Bairnsdale and expectations are high. He's on the beers already. Has he gone too early? The tie's off and he's approaching the home straight. He's had a few and knows driving's not smart. His wife's ready to go and he needs to make a move. Heading towards the finish. Nothing in it. And yes, he's jumped in the bus. He's home.
A real win this racing season is making the right decision to not drink and drive. If we all get home safely, everyone wins. TAC.
Zipping Classic Morning for Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it at Notting Hill, Sunshine, Preston, Dramana, Coldstream, Darnham and Pakenham.
R-O-B-O-T, Robot Building Supplies.
This is the Sydney preview with Gareth Hall, David Gately on RSN Saturday Race Day, and we are up to race number 6. It's a benchmark 78 over the 1,800 metres. A lot of rain in Sydney as well. They've had 100 mils, basically, on this track in the last 7 days. We're on a heavy 10, but the meeting at the moment is still going ahead. But there's plenty of scratchings, including race 6. So 3, 4, 6, 7, and 11 are out. Cisco Bay, $6.50, is the one. Lord Artemore is a $4.20 chance. The favourite is the 5, New King, at $3.50. So United at $4.60. Media Star Guest at $6. And then Grand Rock, the other horse under double figures here, Gator, at $8.
Alrighty, where are we? Media Star Guest for me. Wide, good, fresh. They just restrained from a bad gate last time. The leader crawled. Ran home 11 seconds flat last 200. It was race fastest. Jumps quickly to 1800, but I think it can suit and handles the wet ground. So I think it was perhaps the one over the odds early market there. New King, very solid. Last time in the same race as Born a King. The race rated well. Did it with weight. So United won that New King race. And Lord Artemore has the Mighty Bill form. So 9, 5, 8, and 2.
9, 5, 8, and 2 for Gator in race number 6. Race 7 is the start of the ladder quaddy, and it's the Starlight Stakes. Listed race over the 1,100 metres. Scratched the 7, 9, and 11. You've got Southern Lad at $5. Tambo's Mate's the favourite. In form for the Queensland trainer, Tony Golan. It's the $2.25 favourite. Then we go out to Space Boy. Our horse, Gator, at $7.50.
Tambo's Mate for me. He's unbeaten on wet ground. Love the Apache Chase form. He had his 59. Has his 59, but yeah, he comes off a really strong win with weight. And he was 6 weeks between runs. Edison's 2 nice trial wins. Big gap to 3rd in the latest. Likes it wet. Juan Diva. Hold on, okay. So I mean, that's the Minaj Ballistic Lover form. They're in good time there. And Southern Lad, 2, 3, 11, 1 now.
2, 3, 11, and 1 for Gayton, race number 7 on the cart. Let's move on to race number 8, which is the feature. The Festival Stakes at Group 3 level over the 1,500 metres. 4, 7, 9, 11, 12, 16, and 18 are the scratchings. You've got Bandersnatch at $7, Order Again at $8.50, Arcado at $8, Ellsberg's the favourite at $2.60, Brutality, a $5 hope here, Gator.
Yeah, I'm with Ellsberg. He was checked badly in the Silver Eagle. He ran a terrific race. He came with Count de Rupee, and he was sound behind that same horse in the Golden Eagle, and I'm thunderstruck. Drops to 53. I think he'd just sit outside the leader here and then hopefully kick on and score. Brutality, he's a good wet track. He made up a stack of ground to Newcastle. That was a tough day to swoop by the end of the day there. He is a big danger out to the 1,500, I think. Bandersnatch wasn't bad in the Hunter, but he wasn't dynamic either. He comes through a similar form line as Brutality from last, prepping an octagonal quality handicap. And Order Again, next best. 10, 13, 2 and 3 now.
10, 13, 2 and 3 for Gator in the feature there in Sydney today. So, of course, he is with Ellsberg. Race number 9 is over the 1,300 metres, benchmark 78. Scratch the 6, 7, 9, 11 and 12. We have Expat at $4.40, Blazer Trail at $4.60, Brooks by the $3 market leader, first up from a break as well. And then we go to Loch Lomond at $8 here, Gator. There's a few of these favourites throughout the meeting having their first start, this preparation on a heavy 10. Does that concern you when you're looking at the form?
Look, I tend to look more at their own history, their own CV, and that tells you more often than not how A, they go fresh, and B, how they go on affected ground. You know, there's certainly a school of thought that it takes more out of them, very heavy ground, and I've got no science to denigrate that theory, but that's what I go on. And Brooke Spire is a good fresh horse. She's very proven on wet ground. She trialled really well. Blazer Trial went by an informed horse easily first up. He had no luck when he was beaten 3 lengths by a good one in Skylab, second up last prep. Expat resumes. He was a good trial with Edison. They spaced the rest. Won 3 or 4 in heavy ground, this horse. And 10 promoted after those scratchings. 4, 3, 2, 10.
So Gator with Brooks by here, 4, 3, 2, and 10 in the second last. And race number 10, benchmark 78 over the 1,500 metres. Scratch the 1, 3, 5, 6, 7, 9 and 10, along with the 14. Now, Mayfair Spirits at $6, Bergen's in the $11 chance, Formentera's at $5, Tiro's a $9.50 chance, Lease is at $4.40. And the favourites down the bottom there, Sacred Command for Chris Waller and Cara McAvoy Gator at $4.20.
Yeah, it's six runners here. Five of them are scratched. We're left with Leith on top. Honest effort in the spring stakes on the heels of Hilal in a Bondi. I think 54 kilos against these older horses and the wet track, they're not major issues. And the blinkers are back on. For Mendetra, we've promoted. Very genuine horse. Sacred Command, bit disappointing last time, but gets another go given the race has thinned right out. And the two, Mayfair Spirit. So here we are, 12, 8, 16 and 2 home.
12, 18, 16 and 2 for Gator in the last. Your best in Sydney today?
Best, we're going 8 by 10. Ellsberg, our best there.
Quaddy, please.
Okay, 2, 3 and 11.
Yep.
10, 13, 2, 3. 4, 3, 2.
Yep.
12, 8, 16.
12, 8 and 16. You've done the form for nearly every meeting in the country. Unfortunately, there's been a few that it's been abandoned today for you, Gator. What's your best? Have you got a best in Adelaide?
Yeah, we'll go 7 by 4, mate. Swiss Hero, our best in the City of Churches.
Race 7, number 4. And on behalf of everyone here on RSN 927, Gator, we wish you the best of luck in your return to the Ironman circuit tomorrow. Go and get them first up.
Need all the luck we can get there. Thank you, mate.
What price can we get, Gator? What price? Is there a bookie?
No, long odds there.
Good on you, mate. Good luck.
Yeah.
There's David Gately, Kevin.